Turning once again to Revelation chapter 5 and to the verse 8 that we considered for a season this morning. But there in verse 8, we read about the four beasts and the 24 elders, and they fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of incense or full of odors, which are the prayers of saints, the prayers of saints, we are told, are in the golden vials in heaven. Let me just briefly rehearse again what we considered this morning. We considered, first of all, our prayers are recognized by God. The fact that our prayers, likened on to incense, the fact that our prayers are there in the golden vials in heaven before the throne of God is an indication that our prayers are recognized by God. They do not fall upon deaf ears. God hears our prayers. He does not turn away from them, but our prayers are received in heaven. They are received by God, and they are in the golden vials in heaven. That tells us that our prayers in the eyes of the Lord are precious. They must be precious. The Lord must regard the prayers of his people as precious. Why else would he keep them, as it were, in the golden vials in heaven? They are precious in his sight. So that when you and I pray, our prayers reach heaven and our prayers are heard by God, our prayers are recognized by God, and our prayers are regarded as precious, because they are in the golden vials in heaven. We began by considering our supplications. Our supplications. Our prayers. When we supplicate the throne of grace, the Lord is pleased with our praying. He's pleased with our prayers, and those prayers are precious. That is why, or one of the reasons why, the Lord repeatedly exhorts us to pray, because he loves to hear us pray, and he loves to receive our prayers, because those prayers are precious. What has he said? He has said men ought always to pray and not to faint. We have pointed out in the past, the word faint there means to give up. Men ought always to pray and not to give up. See, the Lord's encouraging us to pray. Don't give up. The Lord is telling us. Now, the preacher may tell us, don't give up praying. But is it not more important? Does it not carry more weight and authority when God says, don't give up praying? Men ought always to pray not to faint, not to give up, or the word may be rendered, not to give in. We can give in to discouragement and to despair and really give up praying for some particular matter that we've sought the face of God about for years, and we just at the last cave in. Say, oh, the Lord's not going to answer. But the Lord says, no, don't do that. Don't do that. The Lord says, men ought always to pray, not to faint. Because if the Lord tells us not to give up praying, it means, surely it means he's going to answer those prayers. A And surely it means also that he wants to hear us pray because our prayers are precious in his sight. He wants to receive our prayers, which he regards as precious. Would that not then encourage us to pray more? If God sees our prayers as precious and he puts them in the golden vials in heaven, that would surely encourage us to pray more. We have our supplications, and then we pointed out also that it is clearly stated here that in the golden vials in heaven they're full of odors or incense, which are the prayers of saints. They're the prayers of saints. And a saint, of course, is one who has been born again. A saint is one who is in Christ. So the Lord hears the prayers of saints. And the prayers of saints to the Lord are precious. The prayers of those who are in Christ, the prayers of those who have been washed in the Savior's blood, those prayers are precious. The reference here is not to the saints in heaven, as we again pointed out this morning. Their praying has ended. There's only one person in heaven who prays, and that's the Lord Jesus, our great high priest, who ever liveth to make intercession for us. But the glorified saints have ended their prayer times. So the reference here is to the saints upon earth, to you and I. When we pray, our prayers are precious to the Lord. We noted also the scope, because while it says here that the golden vials in heaven were full of the prayers of saints, we could perhaps deduce from that, well, it must mean just some saints, must mean some of the most spiritual of saints. But no, that's not what it means. Because in Revelation 8, in verse 3, and another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, which represents the prayers of God's people, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints. All saints. So that tells us the prayers of all saints. The prayers of all of God's children, no matter who they are, no matter what they are, if they are in Christ, if they've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, if they've been to Calvary, when they pray, God hears. Hears the prayers of all saints. Every saint in this building tonight. Whether those prayers come from the lips of a child or the lips of a well-seasoned saint of God, the Lord hears them and the Lord regards them as precious. We noted the sweetness of those prayers because they are likened unto incense. And in some places in the Old Testament, the word incense means frankincense. And frankincense, of course, was brought to the Lord as a gift by the wise men. So we see the link. And as we pointed out, Psalm 141 and verse 2, there the psalmist prayed that his prayers would ascend to heaven like the incense. And he was referring to what we have in Leviticus chapter 16. When the sin offering was offered to the Lord, it was accompanied by the burning of incense. And Christ is our sweet-smelling savor. That's what sweetens our prayers. That's why our prayers are precious in God's sight. Because our prayers are offered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what makes our prayers so sweet to God and precious. Because of Christ, who is our sweet smelling savor. That brings us now, we have said this morning, our prayers are recognized by God, and the fact that the prayers of the saints are pictured here as being in the golden vials, that tells us our prayers are received by God. The fact that the golden vials are full of odors, which are the prayers of saints, shows us that our God receives our prayers. And since he keeps them in the golden vials in the throne, before the throne of heaven, it shows us how much he values our prayers. It must. That's what this teaches us, that God values our prayers. And here you have then the preciousness of our prayers. Is this not a great wonder that God would listen to our prayers and count them as valuable and count them as precious? As we've already pointed out, they're precious because of Christ. Whether our prayers or whether prayer ascends to the Lord and go forth from stumbling lips, stammering lips, whether our prayers are simple, God says they're precious. That means that when we come to seek the face of God, we don't need to be theologians. We don't need to have a deep knowledge of Scripture to pray. Our prayers are heard by God. Our prayers are received by God. And our prayers are precious in his sight. Let those prayers come from a broken heart. Because, as David said, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Thou wilt not despise. So our prayers will come at times perhaps from a broken heart. And those prayers that ascend to heaven and into the ears of God from a broken heart, God says those prayers are precious. And he keeps them in the golden vials in heaven. Let those prayers come from a believing heart. And they are precious. Mark 11, verse 24, the Lord said, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. It's an indication that the Lord receives our prayers. When ye pray, believe that ye have what you ask for, and ye shall have what you ask for. Again, our prayers are received by God, and our prayers are accepted, and our prayers are precious. Let those prayers of ours come from a burdened heart, and God will receive them as precious, casting all your care upon him. For he careth for you, 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. How often have we been burdened and bowed down with a load of care? and we have gone to the throne of grace, and out of a burdened heart, or maybe a broken heart, we have sought the face of God, and God has heard those prayers. And those prayers are so precious to God. They are pictured here for us as being in the golden vials in heaven. They're not discarded. They are not discounted as meaning nothing. They are precious to the Lord. And just by telling the Lord what is upon our heart, even though those prayers are accompanied by sobbing, or they're accompanied by our sighing, or even those prayers are spoken in the silence of our heart, others may not hear them, but God hears them, and they're precious to Him. Because they are in the golden vials in heaven. So realizing the value of prayer, the preciousness of prayer in God's eyes, let us help. Let us make our contribution to the filling up of the golden vials. That's what it says, the golden vials full of incense, which are the prayers of saints. So the golden vials are full of incense. The incense represents prayers of God's people. Let us then contribute to the filling up of those vials. Because God looks upon our prayers as precious. We look again at this text of Scripture, and we are told that the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. What were the harps for? Harps, of course, were used for the praise of the Lamb. So isn't it interesting that we have a reference to praise and a reference to prayer, and they are joined together? And so as well as our prayers being precious, we have prayer and praise. Praise and prayer go together. But surely we must confess that when we pray, we tend to leave out praise. We forget to praise the Lord. And yet we find in the verse 8 that the prayers that the Lord regards as precious are accompanied with prayer, with praise. Does that not add to the preciousness of our praying? When prayer is accompanied with praise. What does the psalmist say? Psalm 50 and verse 23. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, God says. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And how precious are our prayers when we offer to God, when our prayers are mingled with praise. How precious are those prayers to God when they ascend to Him out of a thankful heart. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. We have been told, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's the will of God that we give thanks. It's not what we teach and have taught our children. When they're given something, we always tell, say thank you. When the Lord is pleased to bless us, ought we not then to thank him in our praying? And when we thank him in our prayers, that adds surely to the preciousness of prayer. Psalm 140 in verse 13, David said, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. Surely, surely, the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. Yes, surely. But do we? You can perhaps recall times when you've come before the Lord and you prayed about a matter, you're something you're really burdened about, and you prayed but you forgot to give thanks. And yet it is prayer that is mingled with praise that God tells us is precious, because they are in the golden vials before throne in heaven. And there's so much, isn't there? There is so much that when we pray, we can offer praise to the Lord. We can praise him for his Son. We can praise him for his Spirit. We can praise him for his salvation. We can praise him for his goodness. We can praise him for his gifts. We can praise him for his grace. We can praise him for his pardon. We can praise him for his presence. We can praise him for his provision. We can praise him for the blessings received. We can praise him for the Bible that we read. We can praise him for the burdens that he has removed. There's no end. No end to those things that we can praise the Lord for, because praise and prayer go hand in hand. Philippians 4, verse 6. Philippians 4, verse 6, the Apostle Paul declares, be careful for nothing. Don't be full of care. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. There it is. Prayer, supplication with thanksgiving. That's what makes our prayers precious in the Lord's sight. Not only do we offer our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus, who sweetens our prayers, but when we pray, we give praise to God, and that makes our prayers precious in the sight of the Lord, for he puts them into the golden vials in heaven. We notice not only the preciousness and the praise, but there's also the purpose. The prayers and praise of the saints are brought before the Lamb of God in an act of worship. For we read in verse 9, and they sung a new song. They brought the golden vials full of incense, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hath made us unto God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elves, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. What were they doing? They were worshiping the Lamb. You see, prayer is not just something we engage ourselves in that we might receive something from God. Prayer is something that we give to God. We give to our God the worship of our hearts. How often do we think of prayer as that by which we worship God? When we kneel in prayer, we offer to God our petitions, the desires of our heart. Let us also give to God the praise of our lips in an act of worship. And when we do so, our offering up of prayer and praise to God and worship will be accepted by God and will be regarded as most precious in His ears. When He hears His children pray, when He hears His children praise His name and give Him the glory, those prayers are placed in the golden vials. The incense of such praying will waft its way to the throne of God. Just as the high priest took the incense into the holiest of all, and there at the throne of grace was the incense that he burned on the coals of the altar. So when we come before the throne of grace and we offer to our God the incense of prayer and the incense of praise, God is well pleased. And God regards our prayers as being precious. Just think upon those truths. How precious is prayer to us? We now see how precious prayer is to God. How precious our prayers are to the Lord. And since our prayers are precious to God, ought we then not to pray even more? And fill up those golden vials with our prayers that God regards as very valuable and precious. That brings us in the last place to where prayers are remembered by God. Since our prayers are in the golden vials, and those golden vials are before the throne in heaven, they're always remembered by the Lord. Therefore, our prayers will always be remembered by God. Prayers we offered last week, the prayers we offered the week before, the prayers we offered this month, prayers we offered last year, God still remembers them. Those prayers that we offered years ago, they're there in the golden vials awaiting the hour in which he will answer them. In Genesis 19, if you just turn, please, to Genesis 19. And there we have a record of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. You recall how Abraham had come before the Lord and prayed, if there be 50 righteous in Sodom, Lord, wilt thou destroy the city for the sake of the righteous? And the Lord said, no, he wouldn't. And Abraham went on praying until he got to 10. The prayer meeting ended there. Because Abraham was thinking about Lot, who had pitched his tent towards Sodom, indeed, when the angels came, was found sitting in the gate of Sodom. But we read in Genesis 19 and verse 29, there we read, and it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham. It means that God remembered the prayers of Abraham. It wasn't just a case of him remembering Abraham because Abraham wasn't in any danger in Sodom and Gomorrah. No, he remembered the prayers of Abraham because Abraham was praying on behalf of Lot. Whenever you look at Lot's life, you don't read about Lot praying. You don't read about Lot building an altar. You don't read about Lot offering up sacrifices. Isn't it as well that Lot had somebody like Abraham to pray for him? And when Abraham was told about the destruction that was pending on the cities of the plain, Abraham started to pray, and he was praying for Lot. And when it came to the destruction of the city, it says that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. God remembered Abraham. In other words, God remembered Abraham's praying. And believer, he remembers your prayers. He remembers our prayers. And we may be waiting for an answer, and the answer has not yet come, but it's not because God has forgotten. Not at all. God remembers our prayers because those prayers are still before him, before the throne in the golden vials. We read in Genesis 30 and verse 27, God remembered Rachel and God hearkened to her. And so he remembered the prayers of Rachel and opened her womb. He remembered her prayers. And again, if you go to 1 Samuel, and in the opening chapter of 1 Samuel, we read there, we're familiar with Hannah and how Hannah was barren, and this broke her heart. But Hannah prayed, and Hannah prayed, and Hannah prayed that the Lord would bless her with a son. And we read in verse 10 of 1 Samuel chapter 1, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And verse 12, and it came to pass, as she continued praying. So this wasn't just a once-only prayer offered up by Hannah. Hannah had been praying and praying and praying for some time that the Lord would bless her with a son. But then look at verse 19. And they rose up early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. In other words, the Lord remembered Hannah's prayers. You think of Hannah, she had been praying for some time. And she could have given up praying. She could have said in her heart, the Lord's not going to answer my prayers. Why should I continue praying? But that's what she did. She continued. What did the Lord say in Luke 18? Men ought always to pray and not to give up. And how precious are those prayers to the Lord that come from an individual who prays and prays and goes on praying. That's what Hannah did. And then it says, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived that she bare a son, called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And she gave her son a name that testified to the fact that God had remembered her prayers. Because Samuel means asked. That again proves to us, teaches us that our prayers are precious to the Lord. And while we can pray about something and have been praying for something and it has not yet been answered, don't give up. Because every time we pray about that matter, when God hears our prayers, he puts them in the golden vials in heaven. They're precious to him. And in those golden vials in heaven are to be found our feeble prayers. Prayers are offered when we hardly have the strength to pray. I remember the wife of one of our ministers a number of years ago. She had been afflicted with a very bad back, had numerous operations and went through numerous surgeries. And I remember speaking to her shortly after one of those surgeries. And she told me she was in such a state and such pain that she said she could hardly pray. But whatever words came from her lips, God heard them. And God put them in the golden vials before his throne. Because the prayers that came from that dear sister in the Lord, while they were uttered to the Lord from one who was suffering great pain, and in many, the eyes of many would have been regarded as a feeble prayer. It was certainly in her eyes that. Yet God regarded that prayer as precious. Even though, as far as she was concerned, it was a feeble attempt at prayer. But God said, that prayer to me is precious. And there it is in the golden vials before the throne. There are those times when our prayers to us are so feeble we feel that our prayers do not even reach the ceiling. We feel as though our prayers will never reach heaven. We're not able to pray, pray with great liberty. Indeed, our prayers are most feeble. But God hears them. And they're precious. The feeble prayer in the eyes of the Lord are precious. And even when our heart has grown cold, and we know that at least we must pray, and we breathe out a prayer, perhaps asking the Lord to revive us. No matter how feeble that prayer is or was, the Lord still hears. And the Lord looks upon that prayer as very precious. And then there are those times when we pray, our prayer is barely a whisper. For all strength is gone, and all we can do is whisper a prayer. That perhaps a person standing beside us, beside that bed of sickness, can hardly hear what we say. God hears. And what God hears, God regards as being precious to Him. There they are. Precious to God in the golden vials in heaven, waiting for the day when, in accordance with His divine will, prayers will be answered. Believer, they are not forgotten. They have not been cast aside. They're still there before God. Yes, those feeble prayers. Because the Lord is saying, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. It's only a matter of waiting. You think of our feeble prayers are there in the golden vials. But what about our forgotten prayers? Can you remember every prayer that you offered to God since the day you were saved? Of course you can't. Oh yes, there are those particular prayers that you always pray when you get before the Lord. Prayers perhaps for a family loved one, prayer for the salvation of a soul. And you always pray that prayer whenever you kneel to seek the face of God. But what about all the others that you prayed and you've offered up to the Lord from the day you were saved? You can't remember them. There are those prayers and you have forgotten. Well, I'll tell you something. God hasn't forgotten. Prayers that you and I have forgotten, those prayers are in the golden vials before the throne in heaven. The golden vials in heaven are filled with prayers that we have offered to God and prayers that even we have forgotten. That's encouraging, isn't it? And God will answer those prayers that we have forgotten. We may have forgotten, but God has not. We may not remember them, but God remembers. We may not regard them, but God regards them. Because they are there. What does our text say? In And the elders, 24 elders, fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of incense, which are the prayers of saints. And that includes, dear child of God, that includes those prayers that we have forgotten. We may have forgotten, but God hasn't. Even as Solomon prayed, 1 Kings 8, verse 49, then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place. And praise God, that's where our prayers are today, in heaven, God's dwelling place, before the throne, in the golden vials. The precious things of God include our feeble, our forgotten prayers. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, and having every one of them harps and golden vials full of incense, which are the prayers of saints. And believer, your prayers are there as we meet this night. They are there, waiting to be answered by God. Praise his name. The precious things of God includes our prayers. Let's bow our heads together now in prayer. O our Father and our loving God, we bless thee for the truth of thy word, for the encouragement we receive from thy word. And how, Lord, it encourages us. Encourages any, Lord, who are not skilled in praying, as it were. And yet, Lord, those feeble prayers that we offer to thee in the Savior's name, we thank thee, O God, that thou dost regard them as precious, much more precious than gold. Make us, Lord, a praying people. Help us to fill up the golden vials with our prayers. And Lord, those prayers that we offered to thee perhaps years ago, and even now we cannot bring them to mind. But Lord, thou dost know them, for thou hast not forgotten them. Lord, answer those prayers. And even the answer will be a reminder. And so, our God, answer our prayers. Answer our prayers. Be with us, O Lord, throughout this week. Bless us, dear Lord, next weekend, when we particularly remember that our dear Redeemer has risen from the dead. For there John saw a lamb standing in the midst of heaven, a lamb as it had been slain. The lamb was slain, but the lamb was standing, because the lamb has defeated death. Lord, be with us this week. May we be conscious that thou art with us. Keep thy hand upon us for good. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide and remain with us now and forevermore. Amen.